And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose. What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what do we do?
We give the people what they want.
We have Dave Bird joining us later in the program. What's he better known as?
Lil Dicky.
We have... I got an important question I need to ask. It is. I want to know.
Terrell.
Did he get that nickname in middle school? You gonna ask him that?
Well, that's the first time, like, in school when you start to go to PE, you get a chance to take showers with your classmates and stuff.
I think it's a tongue-in-cheek rapper name. But maybe we'll ask him. But we start with the Milwaukee Bucks. They were so short-handed last night against the Nuggets. Kyle Korver led them in scoring. Antetokounmpo had 19 minutes, but not Giannis. The other Antetokounmpo played 19 minutes. They ended up losing to the Nuggets. Jalen, how concerning are the Bucks' health issues right now?
Very concerning. By the way, Giannis' older brother had a nice bang-bang Siegel streak, mm-hmm. though, in the paint. I'm really concerned because it continues to foster something that while they're a team that's going to win between 65 and 70 games likely, I don't feel like that they're the best and most complete team in basketball.
No.
I think those two teams reside in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And then the third team is the Bucks, even though they have the best regular season record. So now with Giannis out, this is how the team looks when he's resting or if he gets in foul trouble. Or if he's just not having an outstanding game. Chris Middleton, I applaud the way he's improved his game. And he's become a consistent all-star in the Eastern Conference. But I need more consistency from Bledsoe, from Wes Matthews, from the Lopez brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not consistently happening when Giannis isn't in the game. In particular, recently.
And the Nuggets played well. You know, they're winning. They're only a half game behind the Clippers in the West. Could you see them making a run and being the two seed?
I can.
It's all said and done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can. And that's a great sweater. Here's why. Because there's going to be times where the Clippers may low manage. Obviously, Paul George has been dealing with some injuries. He may rest and miss a couple of games. So Denver being a young team, understanding that their home court advantage would be distinct. As somebody that got drafted by the Nuggets, I understand how the altitude can affect mm-hmm. the opponents. And being a young squad with an all-NBA player in Jokic, I'm glad that Murray's playing really well. It benefits the Nuggets clearly to have the opportunity to get home court advantage.
Jalen, Jamal Murray, one of the young players you were talking about, he did something so amazing last night, and he would treat it unfairly. I want you to watch this dunk. Watch this dunk. Bang! That's all over your guy from Michigan, too. Look at that dunk. Do you know what the referees did to this man? Do you know what the referees did on this dunk, Jalen Rose? They call that an offensive foul.
How?
How? How, Sway? How is that an offensive foul?
In watching this, I could not understand how they called it. And he led with his hand. That was just for momentum. He didn't push him with it.
Look, not really.
He didn't push him
with
it. I mean,
on every single layup attempt, someone leads with their offhand like that. Every single one. That's one
nasty.
Of the best dunks of the year, and the refs
that was
took
nasty.
That from him. That was rude. That referee should get suspended. They should suspend the referee. They should fine him for that.
That was nasty.
Please. Well, the Raptors and the Jazz played last night. The Raptors ended up getting the win. It was a nice game for them. They are the two seed in the East. They're locked up into that two seed. But I still don't really believe in them as a team that can come out of the East. Why don't I believe in this Raptors team?
Well, you dismissed the fact that they won a championship last year. Many people dismissed the fact that Kawhi Leonard joined a team that was flirting with 1, 2, 3, 4 seeded in the Eastern Conference the last handful of years before he arrived.
Mm-hmm.
They just weren't able to get over the hump. You underestimate Kyle Lowry. You don't appreciate Fred VanVleet. Pascal Siakam was an all-star this year for the first time, most improved last year. Serge is still playing well.
Yes,
you
Serge
see
is.
You see how
Serge
well he played it? Yeah. And so Nick Nurse deserves to probably be coach of the year this season.
Wait. Nick Nurse is the coach of the year?
Who's done more to outplay expectations than the Raptors? Once they lost Kawhi, you did a playoff list on this show. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have them.
That was a mistake. We've never done a list completely on this show. Every list you make is complete.
Correct. But we're talking about your list right now, sir.
Okay.
And I'm just giving some context that you're a very intelligent basketball mind. Mm-hmm. And I know that you're at home watching League Pass on a nightly basis. You came into this season like,
I did.
They did lose Kawhi.
I did.
Right?
I did.
And so for them to play the way that they play, he deserves that consideration.
Okay. Well, there was a little hold me back moment that I want to show you in this
game.
A little hold me back moment. Let's just take a look at the Stifle Tower getting into it a little bit. Okay? So you'll see that she seemed to start pushing a little bit there.
No, Anobi got it with a nice chicken wing.
And then you see that it continues there and it turns into a hold me back. Jalen, what do you see here?
Hold me back is what I see. And I'm happy about it.
Why?
Because when you start throwing punches on a basketball court, especially when they're paying you millions of dollars, that's called undiscipline.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get tangled up. You're going to get into a lot of grappling. It's going to happen. It's a physical game. These are big bodies changing ends of the floor. And Anunoby will get under your skin. That's why he's out there. Both of those guys compete defensively.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm not surprised that those will be two players that get tangled up.
Well, Gobert spoke about it after the game. Let's check in with Rudy Gobert.
I mean, try to elbow me in the face, you know, and the guy that's getting paid to protect us, the players, didn't do his job. So, you know, I just, there was a little altercation, and we both got ejected when I didn't do anything back, pretty much, you know, which I don't understand. I don't think it makes sense to me. But next time I do justice myself. So the official can eject me for a reason.
Jalen says he's going to take justice into his own hands. What do you think he's going to do next time they play?
So a couple of things about that footage that can't get overlooked. One, that he was doing this interview from the podium because of the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Reporters aren't allowed in the locker room. That really will change the dynamic of sports as we see it. I know this is another subject for another day, but I do not like that idea. But I know why we're doing it in this current climate. Second, they shouldn't have got ejected.
It's a good point.
Like, they should not have got ejected. Both of those men were in a heated disagreement, but they didn't cross the line. I don't see any wild behavior.
No.
I see physical behavior. I think those should be both flagrant ones and play on.
And it's also kind of within the run
correct
of play.
Yes.
Like when you saw Len and McCollum, they were sort of pushing each other in the chest. It wasn't kind of basketballish, but you could say they were jockeying for position going down the floor. Like that wasn't so wildly outside of normal basketball behavior that they should have been ejected. Well, we'll see what happens next time they play. You know, I got that one circled on the calendar. The Hawks and Hornets played a high-scoring game in Atlanta last night, and Trae Young finished with 31 points and 16 assists. This Hawks team is so fun to watch, but they rarely win basketball games. Like, they seem like they're a couple pieces away. What do they need to add to become a playoff team in the East?
In today's climate, if I was going to give you a list of the best players in the game,
mm-hmm.
We've been playing three-car Monty with three different players for the last five or so years.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard, KD, and LeBron. Depending mm-hmm. on what year it is, one of those guys either won MVP of the regular season or the finals.
Okay.
Right? You need wings that can defend those players and also make them work. Players like Paul George joins up with Kawhi. Now all of a sudden you got two of the best two-way players on one team. I love the Milwaukee Bucks and what they've done. I'm happy for the success Chris Middleton has had. But look at the Celtics. That's why, to me, they have a puncher's chance to win the East.
So you're saying the Hawks need a wing?
They need wing. Now, Cam Reddish can grow into that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to caution everybody by this. People speak on him like he's having a bad rookie season, and he's not. He's actually playing really good.
19 years old.
He's an underrated defender. And as long as he's gotten consistent minutes, he continues to improve. When he starts to play to lottery pick capabilities, he could be that guy that I'm describing.
Well, also Clint Capella will help them a lot when he comes back. Hopefully he'll be healthy next year. It is time for cultural or regional. Woo! Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Jalen, this is something I've never seen before. One thing I don't do, you won't see me walking out on frozen lakes. I don't like to walk out on ice.
That's just not something I do.
Out this guy. Look at what this person is doing on the lake. Skateboarding on the frozen lake. Lands a little kickflip here. So, Jalen, skateboarding on frozen lake, cultural or regional?
Doing any activities in the cold is cultural.
It's also regional because it has to be cold. So I'm going to say both cultural and regional. But you will never see me ice fishing. You'll never see me ice skating. You will never see me just casually walk out onto a frozen pond. That is something that I will never, ever, ever do.
The Jalen Rose Leadership Academy students will be in New Jersey in a couple of weeks on a skiing trip. I'm going to go.
You're going to go skiing?
But I will not be getting on skis.
I was about to say, we got to get some footage of that. You won't go down the bunny hill once?
No.
Not down the bunny hill once? You'll tear a ligament just looking at the skis.
Correct.
Just looking at the skis, you'll tear a ligament.
And who not only walks on ice, but decides, I'm going to skateboard on that.
Let's get some wheels on this.
You got to talk to your people, man.
Hey, Jalen Rose, who is in the building with
us? We got a really special guest.
Very special guest.
And his jump shot is better than both of ours put together.
Wet water.
Dave is here.
Hey, guys.
Little Dinky is here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
He brought his beard down. His hair is terrific.
So you have a brand new series.
Yeah, TV
on
show.
FXX, yeah. We're calling it.
Yeah,
and it is called Dave.
Dave, yeah. It's my name.
What should people expect from this?
I think it's, you know, one of the funniest shows on TV, and I think it's also got real moments of heart, and you know, I think if you're interested in seeing what it's like to become a professional rapper, and watch this show.
Yeah. When did you make the decision to become a professional rapper?
Probably in about like 2011.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a comedian my whole life, and I just wanted to take like a unique route that like would give me a better chance of standing out and getting noticed. Sorry, pardon me. And I could always rap growing up, and I thought there's not many people in the comedic rap space, so this is like a good way to differentiate myself and get noticed. And as I did it, I just became a better and better rapper. And honestly, it works like a sport. I didn't know that I had, you know, this talent in me, I suppose. And thank God I chose rap because now I'm a monster. You know?
And you represent Philly.
Yeah.
To the fullest.
Sure. Big fan.
Some of my favorite MCs represent the 215.
Yeah. A lot of Meek, Uzi, Black Thought.
Cheagle.
Yeah. I mean, we could. It's a great city in terms of rappers. Tierra Whack. So I'm honored to be, you know, at least have the suburbs on lock.
And you also can hoop.
Get buckets.
Yeah.
Getting buckets.
This is your second time on Jalen and Jacoby.
Yeah, first time.
You before.
More of a highlight thing.
Yeah.
So
we saw a lot. You get buckets.
So yeah. One of us plays a lot of basketball.
Look at this. Buckets.
So how often do you play and where do you play at?
I play like, you know, twice a week. And twice a week.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Santa Monica in LA, different runs, various men. But oftentimes when I'm people, you know, they know to like really guard me tight.
Oh, they know.
They know.
Yeah, it's
one of those. I feel like with your look, you could get some good matchups.
Sure, yeah, usually I'm really like, you know, not really considered until, if it's a run where people know who I am.
Then they switch?
The way I play, not like my like stage name, just the way I play and carry myself on the court, then they'll usually guard me tight. But that's, even that I can still capitalize on because I'm really like athletic.
He's dead serious.
I know he is.
He's looking right at you.
I know. Just crafty.
He's looking right at you. Yeah. Being like, because I'm extremely athletic.
And not in the way that I test well, you know, in terms of like a combine measurement type of thing, but just like the way I just like, I'm very crafty.
What's your game like?
The thing is, I've always said I was like Steph Curry, but even before he was in the NBA and everyone was just like avid Steph, like when he was at Davidson, a sophomore at Davidson, I had his jersey. He was my profile picture on Facebook, him on Davidson.
Wow.
So that's kind of always, you know, but now it's so mainstream that I feel lame saying it, but I do play like Steph.
When he was at Davidson, I remember thinking, saying to my friends, going, this will never work in the league. This will never work in the
league. I was skeptical.
Too small. This will never work. And then he became the
I thought he was going to be like, you know, consummate sixth man of the year contender, like off the bench, Jamal Crawford. But I didn't know he was going to be like the third best player.
Right. The MVP of the league with three championships in 5 years.
Yeah.
So you're from Philly.
Yeah.
Sixers fan. Sure. Sixers going through a weird time right now. Yeah. I had them coming out of the East, in the offseason.
So did I.
They look so good. Added Al Horford.
I know.
It just hasn't really, like, worked.
Well, their starting lineup's, like, never – like, they've played together, I think, like, under 30% of the time. And even though that 30% wasn't necessarily, like, the most encouraging, you know, they're weird fitting cogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in them. And I believe that they can match up, especially in the East, with anybody. I really do not fear the Bucks. Like, I think we match up very well against them. We have, like, two guys that can, like, or three even, that can really guard him.
Mm. So a couple of those cogs have been perennial all-stars,
yeah.
Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Do you think they can coexist?
Yes.
And bring your Sixers to championship?
Yeah, I do. I think they're both, like, you can't, like, give up on, like, guys that are that good. They're, like, both, like, to me, like, Ben Simmons is going to be a top 10 player in the league for, like, a decade, I feel. And Joel Embiid already is that. So I feel like, you know, you just got to get the right people around them and they'll figure it out. Like, I miss J.J. Redick, if I'm being quite honest.
That shooting.
They do miss shooting. Redick and Sarge and Covington. Like,
yeah.
All those pieces, they weren't necessarily the marquee players, but they could all knock down
threes. Yeah, Shamit.
That now. Yeah. Shamit's great.
But I love Tobias. So it's like, you know, you're giving it's – but we need another shooter or two.
Definitely need a shooter.
Yeah.
So – let's talk a little bit about the show, Dave. It's kind of, it's based on your real life, right?
Yeah.
And I saw, you know, I've seen an episode and a bunch of the trailers.
Did you like it?
Loved it. Right. Best show I've ever seen. The funniest show in the history of television.
That's what I'm going for.
That's no hyperbole. The funniest show in the history of television.
Amazing. Thank you.
A lot of cameos.
Yeah.
A lot of artists. You went to the phone. You called some favors.
Yeah, I did.
Tell me some behind the scenes stories of some of those artists that joined you on set.
Well, you know, there's a variety, like Justin Bieber's on it, Kourtney Kardashian. There's YG, Tierra Whack. I could really go on. Trippie Redd. You know, I'm trying to think of like an interesting story in terms of.
How did you get him to come on? You're working the phone?
I'm working the phone. I'm friends with a lot of these people. And I think a lot of people like love the idea of acting that like, you know, that aren't typically actors. And like with Courtney, like we kind of reenacted a moment that happened in real life. So I was like, remember this time that this happened? And she was like, yeah, that's so funny. Let's do it. And with Justin, you know, I think Justin really believes in me as a creative, and that in my life, like as a real person, like when an icon like that believes in you, like it's done so much for my confidence. So I wanted like the character in the show to meet Justin and have a similar level of confidence boost. That
Justin Bieber also gets buckets.
Yeah, he loves
also
basketball.
Gets buckets.
He's okay.
You're taking Bieber one-on-one. Oh, he can play.
Come on.
He can play.
He's okay. He's solid. He's, you know, he's
I got
solid.
A question for you. Who's the MVP of the NBA this year?
Giannis, I think. But, like, there's still time, and, like, LeBron's obviously making his push, but I don't know how you don't give it to Giannis. He's, like, just his team's got the best record. I think he's got averaging more points and rebounds, and I'm sure his, like, whatever the PER is probably number one.
Yeah. So he's having historical PER.
But I think LeBron is on to something big right now. Like, the last 10 games, he's been really dominant. He's probably playing the best he's, like, ever played, maybe. Maybe.
He's killing.
I know. And the Lakers are just better than the Bucks. Like, I don't care what
they're doing. They are. Yeah. They have Anthony Davis.
They would win.
They're second best player.
They would win in five games.
Sometimes there's video that we come across that needs to be broken down in detail. So, Lil Dicky, Dave, you're going to join us in going to the table. Okay. So I play a lot of pickup basketball poorly, but I play a lot of pickup basketball, and I've never seen someone do what I'm about to show you right now. So imagine you were playing some pickup, and you just watch on the sideline, and so you're guarding somebody, and they decide to do this, taking the ball up the court.
Yeah.
The moonwalk between the legs.
Yeah.
You don't seem impressed.
Well, to be fair, I did see this clip this morning.
Okay.
And it's just like, I don't know how you can use that. You're just going backwards, you know? So like, unless he's posting up. he's like due for a backcourt like violation. So I don't know.
He's talking like a typical basketball player. Like
it looks cool. Like the fact that I'd already seen it means like that, you know, the guy got what he wanted out of that clip. But certainly doesn't like intimidate me or scare me in any way as like a competitor.
And if you listen to the guy who's shooting it, he's like, he's been doing this for a half an hour. Like a half an hour, like my guy, you gotta work on some other skills.
Yeah.
You gotta work on some skills a little more useful on the basketball court.
Yeah, you know.
I'm not the moonwalk.
Certain guys are all flash and pizzazz, you know. A guy like me, I'm getting out there and doing real practical things.
Could you beat Jalen 101 right now?
No.
No. I doubt it.
He's big. If you need a bucket, Jalen, look at you.
But here's what we got to do. All three of us must find a way to be at the same run at the same time.
I'm down.
And hoop.
I'm not the one who stopped playing basketball.
I'm going to be playing.
Yeah.
You'll never
I'm slowly working myself back into
it. You'll never believe this. If you need a bucket, just give it to Jalen.
I can imagine.
Sometimes we're down in a pickup game like, dang, go to the post.
I imagine he's an elite pickup player.
Yeah, he's a very good pickup basketball player.
We got to all get out there and play. That'd be fun.
Tell the people when and where they can watch Dave, the show.
Dave, it's on FXX every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. And then it's on Hulu the next day, every day. So Thursdays onwards, you
stream
can watch it. Yeah, stream it, you know, watch it live. Do whatever you need to do.
Watch it twice.
I'd like it three times.
The funniest show in the history of television. The history of the medium. The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So you need to find that next person to help grow your business. LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role and fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of the qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people you want to hire. People with the skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds on LinkedIn. And why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. That's right. Pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just go to LinkedIn.com/Jacoby. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/Jacoby, J-A-C-O-B-Y. You get $50 off your first job. Post terms and conditions apply.
Geico has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere. Which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
You know what time it is. We have some news.
About who?
We have some unfounded, irresponsible speculation about Tom Brady, and this time it's the Tennessee Titans. Jalen, I know you heard that Mike Vrabel was FaceTiming with Tom Brady.
Aren't they friends?
They FaceTimed. That's one piece of hard news about Tom Brady, but we have another. This time, we have sound on tape, as they call it in the industry, of A.J. Brown, who's a receiver for the Tennessee Titans. And here's what he said about the potential of playing with the GOAT, Tom Brady.
Of course, we would want Ryan back, you know, of course. But, you know, unfortunately, if things don't go as planned, you know, if we get Tom Brady or whatever, like, you know, who wouldn't want to play with Tom Brady? I'm just going to be honest. Like, he know how to do it. He won Super Bowls, and I really want to be around him. You know, if we're fortunate enough to get Tom Brady this year, it'll be insane. But regardless of whoever we get, I just want them just to hurry up so I can know who my quarterback will be in a couple of years.
Jalen, what do you think about the buzz of Brady to the Titans?
I love that we have it. Unfounded, irresponsible speculation. I love that we do that on this show. It's so unprofessional. It's so funny, too. I agree with A.J. Brown, but to a certain extent. Because I need to remind everybody of something.
What's up? You run the tape?
Didn't the Tennessee Titans play against the Patriots
this year in
the playoffs?
Yeah, Henry had over 200 yards, and they won.
And one team had Tom Brady.
Yup.
And that was the losing team, right?
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, AJ Brown is a beast. So I understand, like, he gonna get off regardless of who his quarterback is. I think that's Ryan Tannehill's job.
If you're Tannehill, how do you feel about all this? AJ Brown being like, whoever the quarterback is, whoever they bring in,
some
I want to know
way.
Who it is.
Make you feel if, some if type I'm Tannehill, of way.
I'm like, wait a second.
Some type of way.
We went to the AFC Championship game. What do you want me to do?
Here's what people can't continue to do here. Think all of these teams are just a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl one season.
The 49ers are a quarterback away. The 49ers are a quarterback away.
So you would give up on Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yep.
You would?
Oh, yeah. Oh, tomorrow. If Tom Brady's coming to town. If I can get Tom Brady, I'm sorry, Jimmy G, but your contract is not guaranteed.
You know what? You are a die easy.
I'm taking Tom Brady. Jalen, you're trying to tell me, if you're the 49ers, you've got that run game, and you've got that defense, and you saw those throws in the fourth quarter from Jimmy G, it was like something like 27 yards in the fourth quarter. Three completions?
There's something you can't account for.
Took a sack on fourth down to lose the game.
Let me tell you two things you can't account for in professional sports.
What's that?
The greatness of the other guys that's getting millions of dollars to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they can show up and have an astronomical game and beat you. The other thing is injuries. So, say for example, you could invest in Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And say he is terrific under center.
Yeah.
But then somebody else gets hurt.
So there you go.
And then all of a sudden, you're looking up next year with a 43-year-old quarterback going, that ain't a future plan. That ain't something a storied franchise like the 49ers, who's won Super Bowls in the past, that's cut nose despite face type decision. That's a Detroit Lion type of decision.
I'm giving up on Jimmy G if I can get Tom Brady.
No.
If I can get a commitment from Tom Brady, Jimmy G's gone.
What about Titans? We give up on Tannehill?
Yes. In a second.
Wow.
To bring in Tom Brady? You saw Ryan Tannehill wasn't the reason they went to the AFC Championship game. They didn't do that on the back of Ryan Tannehill. They did it on the back of Derrick Henry.
So what about Derek Carr and the Raiders?
See, I think the Raiders need some more pieces. You know, so I might keep Derek Carr around. You know, I don't know if I think the Titans and the 49ers are two teams. You said you can't just be a quarterback away. Those are two teams that feel like they are a quarterback away from making a serious run.
That mental math I just did to me. Of all of the teams that's been speculated, it sounds like the Chargers would be the best parking spot.
You think so?
They lose an older quarterback and they bring in another one that's better. If I'm running the Titans, I'm keeping Tannehill. If I'm running the 49ers, I keep Garoppolo. I think it's short-sighted otherwise.
Jay, do you know something that's becoming more and more reality to me? He might stay with the Patriots. Like, we love doing all this. We love saying, oh, what if he was in this system or what if he played for this offensive coordinator and this and that. But you know what? He could just have a meeting with Bill Belichick and it go well. And next thing you know, he's on the Patriots again.
David Jacoby, you know how much I love Tom Brady.
I know you love
and
Tom Brady.
And you had me speaking to this microphone soon as the season ended and said, what do I think he should do? Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Stay with the Patriots.
Stay with the Patriots.
He might just stay with the Patriots.
Don't even get it twisted. Stay with the Patriots.
But I will give up on Jimmy G.
Hey, people that's been in long relationships, listen to me right now.
Okay.
That single life ain't what it used to be.
What does this got to do with anything?
That game has changed. You're not meeting people. You're meeting their representative. These folks got history that you don't even realize that they have. They got habits that you don't even realize that they have.
What are you talking about?
If you're
right
Tom
now?
Brady, you don't want to be single in these streets right now.
It's your Tom Brady on Tinder.
No,
Tinder Tom.
No.
Jalen, there's another quarterback that we're going to discuss.
Tua.
Tua Tagovailoa, medically cleared for all football activity. Jalen Rose, that means that Tua can throw standing up now. And he's going to have a pro day in April. And Jalen, if you look at the mock drafts, looks like Joe Burrow, number one to the Bengals. And then you have the Washington team there, number two. They've met with Tua. Dwayne Haskins didn't impress, but they could go with what's being labeled the sure thing, which is Chase Young. And then that puts the Detroit Lions the number three pick in the NFL draft. And that could be who, Jalen Rose?
So here's the thing about being a diehard fan, David Jacoby.
Okay.
You ride with your team even though they only won one playoff game in 60 years. If Tua Tagovailoa is sitting there at number three, I need to remind everybody something before he got hurt. He's a franchise quarterback.
He's a franchise quarterback.
Don't overthink it. Don't get it twisted. He's sitting right there for
you. He came in the second half of the championship game.
As a freshman.
Championship
game. And threw a game-winning touchdown like it was nothing.
And then the next year, what'd he do? Played great.
He played so great that they let Jalen Hurts go to Oklahoma.
They said, go ahead, Jalen Hurts. You can go. Door's right there. That's the thing that people sleep about, Tua. Joe Burrow. This wasn't his first year in college football.
No.
Joe Burrow had some forgettable seasons. He wasn't a household name until this year.
And
Tua hasn't had any forgettable seasons.
And let's bring this full circle. Joe Burrow goes on to LSU and plays great football.
Played great.
And wins the national championship.
Records, it was amazing.
But the team that's drafted number two has a quarterback in Haskins who beat Burrow out for the job.
At Ohio State.
Correct. So here again is the same conversation I just had about Tannehill, about Garoppolo. You can't be short-sighted, Washington. You have Haskins. You're not taking Tua.
No, you're biased.
Take Chase
Young. You're biased.
And allow the Lions to have the opportunity. It'd be great he could learn from Matt Stafford for a year.
Look at you talking to him, making fun about how good Dwayne Haskins is.
He threw 50 touchdowns at Ohio State.
Ohio State.
It seemed like he threw them all against Michigan.
Play in the NFL?
He threw them all against us.
He's on pace to have 50 interceptions in the NFL. He's like, don't be short-sighted, Washington. You have a quarterback.
He's more mobile than you realize, Washington.
Meanwhile, Tua can, it's like, the news today is that Tua can stand up and throw football instead of throwing sitting down.
Hey,
and you want him.
You know what? Seriously?
What?
I think if the Lions don't take Tua, I might cry.
If the Lions, imagine if they just decided just to pick Simons or something. You know, just pick a linebacker. Imagine if they did that. Imagine if they did that, Jalen. Would you then leave the Lions?
Well,
would you then really reconsider this relationship?
I'm never leaving the Lions. But I got to say this. Respectfully, because I know he's an athlete. Simons is an animal.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I love him.
Oh yeah.
He got a little Derrick Brooks.
He's fast.
Yeah.
He's fast. He can hit, cover. He checks all the boxes.
I like him.
Tua, medically cleared. Could be on Detroit. Next, we have some important statue news. Jalen, in Oklahoma, all of the Heisman Trophy winners that were Sooners get a statue. They're going to unveil the statue of Baker Mayfield. You are the senior statue analyst, not just of ESPN, but of the world. What should Baker Mayfield's statue look like?
Oh, this one's easy.
Okay, now we have a football helmet.
Oh, this one's easy. Baker Mayfield's statue should be him planting the flag against the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh, what a moment. That's probably his most memorable moment. And it really represents his personality. I think that's a really good idea. And
that's what it should be.
When was the last time that the Michigan Wolverines beat the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Oh.
When was the last time that the Michigan...
Hey, why are you bringing up whole stuff?
Please.
Hey,
Washington, you have a quarterback in Dwayne Haskins.
Hey,
let me tell
y'all something. Hey, Washington, Dwayne Haskins, he got a chance to be something special. Do not give up on him. Y'all got a new coach. Y'all got the owner loves him.
He fits in Ron Rivera's system perfectly, right?
The owner loves him. The owner loves him.
You've seen Jalen Rose. Was in New York, in Los Angeles, and then the Bay, and then Detroit, and then back to New York. He travels all the time. I travel all the time. And those who travel frequently know how tiring it can be, whether you're on business or on vacation. A 5-hour energy shot can help you stay alert and energized wherever you may be headed. 5-hour energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life with zero sugar, only 4 calories, and a convenient portable size. It's the perfect pick-me-up for busy, hardworking, on-the-go people. And now it comes in 2 great extra strength tropical tastes. They're strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious, and they can take you to a tropical on-the-go experience no matter where you are. Try them both, and then go online to shop 5hourenergy.com and use the code Jacoby. And when you use that code Jacoby, you get a one-time 10% off your order. Again, go to shop5hourenergy.com. Use the code Jacoby to receive a one-time offer of 10% off your order. 5-Hour Energy, energy on the go.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag. Done.
GEICO. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Jalen Rose, it's time for me, you, and Method Man to keep it moving. You get to decide what we discuss in this topic. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we're going to keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
We have some Dak Prescott news. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
If you don't keep it moving, dog.
The Hall of Fame game, though, Jalen. Dak might be in it. All right, we'll keep moving. Okay, we'll keep moving.
We keep it moving.
Pay that man his money. Pay that man his money.
Jacoby White. Hit update.
The breaks.
My man, Alec Jacoby White, will get his first career start tonight against the Cavs. Over the last 10 games, he's been on fire, averaging about 24 points. What do you see from Jacoby in his rookie year?
I like as seasons start to progress and younger players deeper in the box score start to get opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And or people that are fairly unheralded by casual fans get a chance to ball. Norman Powell was the Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
Yeah.
Nobody's watching Cavs games, but Colin Sexton.
He's been playing well
lately.
He's
been balling.
Yep.
Same with Jacoby White. An opportunity to get in the starting line.
Joakim Noah update. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I'm happy that he's back in the league and a chance to get a championship. You know what? Hit the brakes on this.
Okay. He signed with the Clippers. The Clippers already have Zubac and Trez. What are they going to do with Joakim Noah?
Fouls. That's what she wanted for.
So he's in there.
Height. Fouls. Playing against the Lakers and all those big bodies.
Like, Joakim, I know you've been working on your game. Your mid-range is really better now, but here's what you're here for. Fouls. Moving on. Christian Yelich just got paid. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I love talking about baseball money. Hit the brakes.
Okay. Here's my favorite thing about this is there's a way that this contract can work out with certain options where he still makes millions of dollars in the year 2042. 2042, Jalen Rose. How old will you be in 2042?
I'll be, that's 23 years from now. Dang,
22 years from now.
That's scary how old I'll be.
Yes. I don't even want to say it
into a microphone. I'll be 70.
70 years old. You're still getting paid.
So this has a name, by the way. This should be the Bobby Bonilla contract.
Yes. Yes. It's the Bobby Bonilla.
That's what this should be.
Like every year, Bobby Bonilla gets a couple million from the Mets. Still. Moving on. Justin Verlander. Bad news for him.
Former Tiger. A member of the Astros. We know about their cheating scandal. I hope for him to get well. Keep it moving.
Keep moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The UConn women stay winning. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this.
They defeated Cincinnati to win the 7th AAC Tournament Championship. Do you think that they can threaten Sabrina Ionescu and our Oregon Ducks to win the championship?
I think UConn is always going to be a threat as long as Geno's on the sideline. But here's what I want to highlight for everyone.
Oh, what's that?
Constant excellence. You do anything 139 times, usually somebody's going to stumble.
Yeah, you're going to mess something up. But 139-0 in the last 7 seasons in the AAC.
That is so impressive.
It's really impressive. Moving on, I know of a cake that you will not eat. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Scientists made cake and other baked products using butter, but they used the butter from black fly larvae. They used the fat from black fly larvae. Would you be eating black fly larvae cake?
Well, I can't front. I don't know what black fly larvae is.
So here you go. You don't know what it is?
No.
Larvae, it's like those little like worm looking white things. That
worm?
Are like, yeah. No. It's like baby flies are little like worms, uh-huh. White worms.
I'm going to eat them, huh?
Yeah.
No. Now, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Great. Jalen, I have a touchdown catch I need you to see.
Ooh. You know I have great hands. I used to tell people in the hood.
Great hands.
No,
I have great hands.
I used to play pick them up, mess them up, all of that. All right. I catch BBs at
Keep
night,
an eye
hit the
on
brakes.
The gentleman for some reason wearing a ski mask. I don't know why he's wearing a ski mask, but he goes, look, I'm open. Throw it up here for me. Catches it. Not just a catch though. Watch. After the catch, pulls out the Sharpie and signs the defender's shirt. Love the disrespect. Love the disrespect.
Here's what I gotta say.
What?
I'm glad that he made our show, but I need him to talk to me about a couple of things. I think he's kind of doing too much.
Well, you think the ski mask and the Speedos and the Sharpie is too much?
But here's what I want to highlight. You ready for this?
What's that?
That was good coverage by that young lady. She just got mossed.
Probably a dude with a bun. Probably a dude with a man bun.
Oh, okay.
He could take it back. Jalen. You were with some heavyweights this weekend. You were in the Staples Center taking in the Lakers and Clippers, the big game. Who are you with right there?
Hove! Baby Blue!
What was it like to meet Blue's dad?
Well, that wasn't my first time meeting him. I am a member of Roc Nation. Met him multiple times over the past 2 decades. Shout to Mav Carter, who was present right there, but I started something.
What's up?
That almost got somebody else in a lot of trouble.
What happened?
So I went and said what up to Mav. You know, both of them had their beautiful daughters with them. So they had their right hand holding their daughter's hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taller than them. And kind of like you would do a coworker, kind of give them a one arm kind of hug, love type of thing. And you know, everybody was doing the fist pumps and the elbows anyway.
Of course.
So it's kind of like, yo, what up though? And I did the same thing with Jay, put my arm around him. He's like, yeah, what up though? Da, da, da. But then I walk off. And another gentleman that was sitting on the front row was really enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the same thing to Jay. And Jay gave him the shoulder.
Gave him a shrug. I saw it. He's like, get off me. I don't even know if it was virus related either. I think he didn't like being touched. That's really what happened. You asked him about Nas Carter?
I did not.
Oh, you gotta, next time you talk to him, you gotta make sure.
Yeah, good point.
Make sure
good
you
point.
Ask him about Nas. And
good
Nas
point.
Career. Shout out to Nas Carter. All right. Lakers play the Nets tonight. LeBron James is questionable. With a sore left groin. Jalen, how legit do you think this injury is? Or do you think this is load management?
I just think it's so very funny. DeAndre Jordan in particular came out vehemently denied the fact that the best players on the team have any influence on who the coach is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coach gets fired. And then he gets put in the starting lineup. Gets rewarded. LeBron James understands seizing the moment, David Jacoby.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that the Nets don't have anybody that can remotely guard him.
No.
So this is going to be a stat stuffing night for
it's
the Kings.
Questionable. I don't think he sits out. I think he knows that we're talking about the MVP.
And he knows Giannis
isn't playing. And I think that he knows that the people that once thought this was a Giannis MVP year are starting to question that. So something tells me that groin's going to heal real quick. Something tells me that groin's going to feel better around game time tonight.
I'm going to put something else out on wax. And watching the games from the arena, I see this. Danny Green is dealing with an injury to his midsection.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's going to be something that causes him to miss games, but he is in their starting lineup. I'm just putting
it
out
there. You know what I like about that? Maybe that means some minutes for Deion Waiters. Jalen, every day it feels like we're getting closer and closer to the coronavirus dramatically changing our lives. It's already had its impact on sports. The Ivy League just recently canceled their conference tournament. And, you know, Coachella has been postponed. We've known that all the media access locker room policies for all the various sports leagues has all changed. What do you think about the sports world's reaction to what feels like an impending pandemic?
So it's a really unique position for me to be in as somebody that's been a public figure for so very long.
as you know, as long as I'm not being disrespected or bombarded, when people come up to me, I'm gracious to shake hands, kiss babies, and take pictures or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So as the coronavirus continued to spread over the last handful of days, I found myself at the Staples Center, at the Chase Center in San Fran, at the Staples Center, on airplanes for the last 5 days from New York to Detroit. And I'm still kind of moving like the coronavirus isn't a serious thing. I need to start adopting fist pumps and elbows.
Elbow bumps. L-bump is the future. Life today is a lot. It forces you to be on all the time. I walk the streets with Jalen Rose. He's always on. People giving him shout-outs, want to take pictures with him. He's just always giving people himself, giving them the time, giving the people what they want. He's always on. But it's not just Jalen Rose who's always on. It feels like with social media, professional life, personal life, social life, we're all kind of forced to always be on, to give so much of our energy and time to other people. So we always need a moment just for ourselves, a moment to chill. Do you know how I hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? It's simple. I crack open a Coors Light. Coors Light is the one beer out there that's literally made to chill. It's got a three-step cold process. Cold lagered, cold filtered, and then cold packaged. So it's built for chilling. And those mountains on the side of the can or the bottle, when they turn blue, you know it's cold. And whenever you get that cold Coors Light in your hand, that cold mountain refreshment, you know it's a time for yourself just to chill. I like all types of beers, but there's nothing more refreshing. There's nothing that slows my day down and gives me a little bit of me time like a cold Coors Light. That's why Coors Light is the one I choose when I need a moment to chill. So when you want to reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Coors Light. We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. Jalen, I have to tell a story. It's coronavirus related. I'm terrified of this virus, man. I'm washing my hands, singing Stevie Wonder happy birthday twice. Like, not just a regular happy birthday. I'm washing my hands. Every time I see some Purell, I hit it up, even if I just hit up some Purell. I'm riding the subway 2 days ago, with my 3 children, right? And Quincy likes to look out the window to watch stuff go by, right? I turn my head. I'm just looking at whatever, looking at my phone. And I turn back to look at my children. My son has his lips against the subway window. That's not coronavirus friendly. Today's day and age, you should not be putting your lips against the subway wall.
Well, if he had a dad that was paying attention.
Well, I'm supposed to keep my eyes on him 24/7, 365?
Yeah, yes.
Come on. Come on. That ain't happening.
When you're in public, it'd be great if you actually watch your happening. Kids.
I'm constantly counting to three when I'm out. I'm always just like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3,
hey,
1, 2, 3.
You know
two,
that's
three.
Cultural, right?
What?
You know that's cultural.
What is?
How white parents behave with their kids versus black parents.
What? You trying to tell me that? Okay. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Even like, if you sit down. This has been one. Have you ever did that to him? Sit down.
Sure.
But was it like that? Like, didn't open your mouth saying, sit down.
I'm sure I've done that.
Sit, if you don't sit down, embarrassing me in front of, oh, boy. You ever did that?
First of all, I will accept no white parent slander. Okay? See all these white people around here? Who do you think raised them? Okay? Who do you think raised them? Billions of us.
You don't realize that it's different?
Huh?
You never been in a supermarket and realized that it's different?
Yeah, there's some differences.
How white kids sometimes talk to their parents? You never paid attention to that?
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying.
Look at all of us. I know what you're trying to say.
Sometimes it seems like.
Say with your chest, Jalen.
All right. It seems like sometimes you guys just are a little more patient and give a little more leeway.
I think that's fair. You gonna derail Rudis anymore?
And one other thing.
One other thing?
But a lot of that culturally, in an urban dynamic, it also was a sense of pride because I'm going in stores and I'm picking up stuff and I'm wanting to grab things that we can't afford. So part of that, I think, is a little frustration. Like, A, you know you ain't getting them shoes. But then B, you know we can't afford them shoes. So that's two different things.
Yeah. My mom would never go to the grocery store checkout and be like, oh, that wasn't that much. Oh, maybe we should grab some more stuff. Every time when that number popped up, it was like, oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Jalen.
I used to count the items, round them off.
There's something
up there so I wouldn't get embarrassed.
There's something that we haven't talked about on the podcast yet. It's very important.
Mm.
On March 30th, we're moving from ESPN 2 at 2 to ESPN 1 at 4.
Can you repeat that?
On March 30th of the year 2020, this very calendar year,
mm-hmm.
in just like 2 weeks, we're moving from ESPN 2 at 2 to ESPN 1 at 4. Now, it's a little bittersweet because our colleagues and brothers, Pablo and Bomani, will no longer be on High Noon. But we're gonna do them justice by doing our thing every day for a half an hour.
No doubt. And there are times in this industry where people try to create a level of competition and confusion amongst professional colleagues. We respect Bomani and Pablo.
Love Bomani and Pablo.
I really like their show a lot.
Yeah.
I watched it as many times as I could.
Hey, Bomani and Pablo aren't the only people involved in that program.
Correct.
There's the whole behind the scenes people. There's people in multiple cities up and down the East Coast that work on that program that make it great.
Yeah, we got love for them. Those are our teammates. And even though it seems like their show isn't going to be at that spot anymore, they're going to win at this game because they're good at what they do.
Yeah, they're great at what they do.
They're going to win at this game.
And we're going to go hard.
We're going
to
go hard.
So we need your support. If you listen to this podcast right now, we need your support. We need you to DVR the show. We need you to set notifications. We need you to tweet about the show, post about the show on Instagram. We need your help. Help us. Because, you know, we're only going to be on ESPN 1 at 4 o'clock for a few months.
They let us
they
know.
They made it clear.
They made it clear. What was the word?
Interim. We're like Mike Miller on the Knicks. We're like, you ain't going to be the coach, but we need a coach for now.
I think we're the only show in the history of ESPN.
There was interim. They wouldn't do that to us. We deserve it.
It's only right.
We deserve it.
It's only right.
They're like, yeah, you guys are going to ESPN 1 for a hot second.
We'll take it.
Until we develop something that we can replace you with.
Like, we sitting down. We like, oh, really?
Don't take your shoes off. Don't take your jacket off. Don't get comfortable.
They was like, this is interim.
Yeah, this is interim. This is interim.
That word was used in the meeting,
Multiple times.
So we need interim. Your support.
We really need you to show up for us. Bad. Because they didn't even tell us when the interim period was over. You'd be there for 3 days.
Might last a week.
Yeah, you'd be there for 3 days. You start on Monday. Might not even have it on Friday.
Correct.
So we need your support.
We do.
Again, go to social media at ESPN. Tell them how much you love Jalen Jacoby. The 30th of March. It's a Monday. We're going to be on ESPN 1 at 4 o'clock. Make sure you set your DVRs. Make sure you download the podcast. Make sure you tell a friend to do the same.
And you know what we are going to do?
What's that?
We're going to promote the program. And we're going to make sure we have some giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
We like to give the people what they want. I'm going to bring some of them hoodies in here. We're going to make sure that we acknowledge the people to help get us there. It's our loyal podcast listeners.
That's you guys.
That's you.
We need your support.
Without you guys, none of this happens.
When you're at work or when you're driving or when you work out, you might not watch the TV show. We need you to DVR the TV show just out of strength.
Jacoby,
love.
You'll be so proud.
I will.
I'm telling you.
What am I proud about?
I was in New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, Detroit.
Okay.
When I walked down the street, people in cars, people in the arena, all they screaming is, get the people what they want. They love the show.
Oh, man.
They love the show.
We got to do those people right.
They love the show.
We got to do right by those people. You know what, Jalen? I'm going to start trying harder. It is... Half the show, I'm going to do twice the work. I'm going to start trying harder.
People were coming up to me like the coronavirus didn't even exist. That's how enthusiastic they are about the program.
Elbow bumps only. I saw an executive at ESPN today, and I put my hand out to shake his hand. He wanted to give me a fist bump. He didn't want me to give him
Did you feel
wrong.
Dismissed?
He didn't want to give me the wrong.
I gotta ask. It's funny you keep calling it the wrong, too. Here's what I want people to answer for me. Do you feel like a person is sunning you, dissing you,
no,
dismissing you when you stick out your hand to give them dap and then they turn and give you the shoulder or the elbow?
No, not in today's climate. 2 months ago, sure. But with everything that's going on, we should not be shaking anybody's hand.
But I've been trying to tell people for years to wash their hands.
We should be washing our hands anyway. Like, now I'm telling my kids to wash their hands. It's like I should be telling them to wash their hands anyway. We all should be washing our hands anyway. The thing is, like, let's not act like, have you ever, you're looking at me lying into a microphone. I know when you're about to lie. You're about to lie right now.
I don't even know what you're going to say.
I know you're about to lie. They say you should sing happy birthday twice while you wash your hands.
I've never done that.
Yeah, try it. It's mad long.
I've never done
it. It is. I feel ridiculous. Like, I feel like there's gonna be like lines in the bathroom at the sink, not the stall, because it takes a long time to sing happy birthday twice. I'm speeding that up. I'm going 2 times. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Renee Lynn. Happy birthday to you,
Jacoby. You know, and it has nothing to do with the current climate. Just for my sanity and my routine, I take at least 2 showers a day. At least. I've been doing this for years.
What are you trying to say?
That I've already been ahead of the wave and actually keeping myself clean. Now the rest of the world, to me, is catching up. And you know what I thought about?
No.
You know what Jalen
You always say that you're a tastemaker. You always say you're an influencer. You always be pointing out the way other people say this, that they're not like you or dress like you. Now you're claiming that washing, that you created washing yourself? You're like, yo, I started washing myself, and now everybody's washing themselves.
You doing this? keep coming. Come on.
You created soap and water on a body. Like that's you. Like, no one took a shower before Jalen Rose took a shower.
You are the same gentleman on this program that I've been trying to get to wash up for 9 years. And you're saying this to me?
I take a shower every day.
You're saying
I take a shower every day. I take a shower every day.
Not more than one.
No, I take one every day. That's
correct.
Not more than one.
And some of those days you're playing basketball.
Some days I'll take more than one. Some days. Special occasions.
Like what?
That's if I didn't shower the day before, I'll do one in the morning and then one in the afternoon after working out.
Are you making
those special occasions? So I average one a day.
Are you doing shower?
I average one a day.
You're doing shower reparations?
Shower load management. Shower reparations. If I miss a Tuesday, 2 on Wednesday, we good. We are good. Sometimes I'll shower Friday, and then I'll have the kids all weekend, and it'll be Sunday night, and I'm about to go to bed, and I'm like, wait a second, I didn't shower for 2 days. I gotta get one in. I'll take 4 showers right then. See, you know, get it right, reparations.
And I can't front, we at work today, and I seen a couple of professionals walk out of the bathroom.
No.
Without washing their hands.
No. Today, not in 2020.
Today, in not South Seaport, I saw it.
Yo, you
today.
Are like the hall monitor at the bathroom.
I told you I pay attention.
It's like you stand there. Like, now you're in the bathroom.
I do.
Wash your hands. You're standing there in the bathroom.
No, I'm going to tell you.
Creepy. I'm a gigantic too.
I'm going to tell you actually what I do.
What do you do? You listen?
No. I go in front of the stand-up stall.
Mm-hmm.
And I get really close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not using a bathroom.
Just monitoring other people's hygiene.
You know
what they're doing? They're doing hand washing reparations. Let's wash them twice next time.
Because what I do, for real, when somebody's been in there before me, they're going to leave before me.
Jay,
so I stand close
stand
to the stall.
You stand there not using the bathroom, pretending to urinate, and just listening to see if people wash their hands. That's something that you do in real life. That's creepy, dog. That is psycho. That is psychotic behavior.
Well, I'm not listening. I'm tall. I'm looking. I'm physically, and I seen an individual that we respect and we work with.
I'm never going to the bathroom around you again.
I seen an individual that we work with today go into the bathroom, leave the bathroom, and not wash their hands.
Jalen, do you know what's worse than that? Do you know what's worse than leaving the bathroom without washing your hands?
What?
Staying in the bathroom pretending to pee while watching to see if other people wash their hands. That's creepy and weird, dog.
No, it's
That's
not.
That's weird. That's
no,
weird.
It's aware. It's aware.
Aware?
It's awareness.
That's weird.
No. Just think about it this way. I walk into the bathroom.
Just use the bathroom. Just worry about you.
No. So, here's how it works.
Well,
here's how it works.
See if they go number one, number two, two.
No. That's not how it works.
Counting how many times they wipe?
No. That's not how it works. As I enter the bathroom, usually there are people in there before me.
Mm-hmm.
Those people usually exit before me. While they're still in the bathroom, I look to see if they wash their hands or not. I've said this into this microphone for years. I told you about the dude when I was at the JW in downtown LA who soiled the bathroom.
I remember.
And they came outside and tried to talk to me and shake my hand. And I had a confrontation with the dude. I told you this.
That's how the coronavirus started.
He soiled the bathroom, left toilet paper in there, left stains in there, and he didn't wash his hands. And then he came out, tried to shake my hand. Like, oh, you Jalen Rose. Like, nah, dog.
No.
Nah, dog. We were just in the bathroom together. You know that, right?
I'm number five, you number two. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us voicemails and we'll put them on the show just like this.
What up, though? This is Galen calling from Dallas, Texas. Avid listener, me and my daughter. I heard Jacoby mention that you guys were going to come to the Women's Final Four this year in New Orleans. Me and my daughter been going for the last 5 years. It's a tradition of ours. She's a young hooper. We'd love to see you guys there if y'all really going to come. I was going to also suggest that you bring Chanae with you because she does a great job on the show, and we love to meet y'all all. So make sure y'all make it to New Orleans to support the women's game. Hashtag girl dad.
Love being a girl dad. Love the women's game. I don't know if I'm going to be in New Orleans in this climate. They're talking about taking fans out the arena. And New Orleans, that's a place where viruses can spread. Viruses can spread in New Orleans.
Yeah, people out, a lot of people Bourbon in Street, a short yeah, proximity.
Yeah, a lot of people drunk, touching on each other.
What happened when you and Bill were on Bourbon Street?
I don't want to talk about that. We had a great time. Bill and I had a great time. One of the ESPN executives was headed out to work early in the morning. We were headed in. We saw them in the hotel lobby. And we were clearly headed in. Clearly, we were coming in from a night out instead of going out for a day of work.
What happened to you and Bill's running mate that night?
Who, Jalen Anthony Rose?
Yeah.
I don't know. It disappeared. I ain't checking for you.
So, I want to talk to Galen. Thank you for the call. We appreciate your support. Thank you for being a girl dad. I will be at the Women's Final Four.
Really?
And as a matter of fact, I'm taking my daughter Mariah to the game on Saturday.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Huh. Big shout to Mariah.
She's at the University of Georgia. And you want to know what her report card is currently? All A's.
What? What? All A's?
That's what I said.
You gotta mix it up. You can't spell nothing with A's. I was spelling.
You're the alphabet.
Yeah. I was spelling real words.
Hell, you're like Dak.
Fad. All right, words, fab.
Fab.
Yeah. All that. I'm spelling words. Can't spell anything with all A's.
Yeah, she killing them. So, yes, I will be there to represent for Jalen and Jacoby with my daughter, Mariah. Hopefully, we get a chance to say hello. And
you getting a fist bump,
I'm excited
though.
About it.
You're getting a fist bump. You might get an elbow bump. Appreciate the call, Galen. We got time for one more voicemail.
Hey, what's going on, Jalen and Jacoby? And this is Dante, man. Dante booming out of South Gwinnett. And I got a cultural regional for y'all, man. is calling somebody by the first letter of their first name is that cultural regional. Now, you know, in the South, we got Master P. We got P from QC, Quality Control Music. I just wanted to know, like, is that cultural or regional? Calling somebody by their first name. Shout out to you guys, man. I love the show. Love you guys. Thanks.
Appreciate the call.
We love you, too. We love you, too.
A lot of people call me D. My son is named Quincy. We just wanted to call him Q. So we went to the Q section and just picked a name from there. We started with that. So I'm going to say universal. People call you Jay all the time. I call you Jay all the time.
I think it's universal. But here's something that people always do. And pay attention to this when you're...
You got to have the right name, though.
Watching people who cover and talk about sports. Anybody that has a long last name, either people going to call them by their short first name.
Tua.
Or by their last name's initial.
Mm-hmm.
Like Garoppolo.
Jimmy G. Giannis? You don't even need a second name. You're Giannis.
Right.
Tua Tagovailoa. Do you know how long it took me to learn how to say that even remotely acceptable? I don't even know if I'm saying it right. You ever heard Pablo say it? Pablo freaks Tagovailoa. Oh, yeah. He freaks it. He puts a little extra sauce on it.
You sauce
feel like you're
it.
Saying it wrong. Yeah, that happens. And people call you Jay all the time. But here's the thing. If your name's Frank, no one's calling you F.
No.
You gotta have the right one.
No.
No one's calling you F. Like that, that's not hitting the same, Frank.
No.
Sorry, Frankie.
Or S.
Or M, right? Like if you're Mark, no one's gonna be like, yo, when Marcus Spears comes in, no one's like, yo, what up, M? Doesn't work like that.
Nah.
Doesn't work like that. Appreciate the calls. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. And again, DVR the show, ESPN1 at 4 o'clock. Starting March 30th.
We're excited. We appreciate the love.
We'll be off the rest of the week. I think they got some basketball games on in our spot. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done.